Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 8th, 2026, and this is the Finance Pulse briefing for Deloitte Finance Transformation Professionals working in banking. Let me start with what is genuinely new this morning, because the picture has shifted in ways that matter for the CFO agenda. The most consequential new development is a widening fracture in the interest rate consensus. Futures markets are now pricing the federal funds rate rising to about 3.8% by October and approaching 4% by year-end, holding near that level through mid-2027. That is a dramatically more hawkish path than JP Morgan Research, which continues to see the Fed on hold for the rest of 2026 and projects the first 25 basis point hike only in September 2027. We are not talking about a minor modeling disagreement. If the futures market is right, bank asset liability committees have a fundamentally different NIM trajectory to plan for than if JP Morgan is right. For every bank CFO building the second half 2026 plan right now, this fork demands multi-scenario architecture, not a single path model. Now layer in the first hard Q2 data. The Federal Reserve's H.8 release shows loans and leases in bank credit surging at an annualized rate of 8.9% in April and 6.1% in May, led by commercial and industrial lending. Finance sector Q2 earnings are now expected to rise 12.5% on 8.1% higher revenues, and the four largest banks report on July 14th. On the surface, that sounds straightforwardly positive. But here is the tension the consensus is underplaying. The June jobs report came in at 57,000, a sharp deterioration from the May print that initially drove those hawkish rate expectations. A lending surge written into a strengthening April labor market looks different when the same borrowers are sitting in a June environment where payrolls cratered. If credit normalization accelerates in Q3, the Q2 loan growth story could flip into a Q3 provisioning story faster than current models assume. Keep that in mind as management teams take victory laps on loan volumes during next week's earnings calls. On the super-regional front, Regions Financial's Q1 2026 data released in April is worth returning to this morning because it sets the deposit management benchmark your clients will be measured against. Regions reported that deposit costs continued to decline as balances grew, with a deliberate mix shift from certificates of deposit into money market accounts and non-interest-bearing balances holding stable in the low 30% range. Regions also flagged active deployment of a commercial lending system and small business digital origination platform, with core deposit system testing underway. That combination of declining funding costs alongside live system transformation work is exactly the template for the cost versus workload squeeze argument that justifies finance function investment. On the regulatory radar, Basel III Endgame has one genuinely new development that is live today, not a future proposal. The community bank leverage ratio threshold dropped from 9% to 8% effective July 1, 2026. If your community or smaller regional bank clients have not already run their capital ratio analysis against this change, they are behind. More broadly, the comment window closed June 18th, and agencies are now in the finalization phase. The trajectory remains a capital-neutral final rule, with implementation starting in 2027 and a 3 to 5 year phase-in. The strategic implication for finance transformation. The agencies explicitly anticipate that overall capital in the banking system would modestly decrease, which means capital that was being held against regulatory buffers could be redeployed toward technology investment. That is a conversation worth having with the CFO and CTO simultaneously. Now let us spend a moment on the AI question that actually matters this week, because it is not the adoption headline. Yes, Wolters Kluwer data shows that 44% of finance teams are now using agentic AI, a jump of over 600% from under 7% in early 2025. But a concurrent Gartner finding is more important for client conversations. Close to 60% of finance teams are piloting or implementing AI, and only 7% of CFOs say those investments are having a strong impact. That is the real story. The deployment breadth is there. The depth of impact is not. The reason, according to Aleph's 2026 analysis, is that most deployments fail on weak data foundations, not weak models. ERP to planning tool data pipelines that cannot support real-time agent feeds make every AI Copilot investment underperform against its vendor promise.
PwC's 2026 Digital Trends Survey reinforces this. 83% of respondents believe AI agents will break down functional silos, yet only 27% have fully embedded an AI strategy. That gap is the consulting opportunity. For a concrete deployment to watch, the FIS and Anthropic Financial Crimes Agent is the most bank-specific agentic AI production story in the market right now. FIS announced it will compress AML alert investigations from days to minutes, with BMO and Amalgamated Bank already in development and general availability planned for the second half of 2026. Every agent decision is traceable and auditable within FIS-controlled infrastructure. The roadmap extends to credit decisioning, deposit retention, and fraud prevention. Notice how this starts in compliance, where the ROI case is cleaner and the governance appetite is higher, before moving toward the finance function proper. That sequencing logic is a model your clients should be following. Now, three conversation hopes for today's client meetings. First, the CBLR threshold dropped to 8% is live as of July 1st. Ask your regional bank client whether the treasury or capital management team has updated its capital ratio modeling, and whether the finance function is tracking what that freed capital optionality means for technology or lending investment. This is a tactical question with strategic implications. Second, futures price 2 hikes this year, JP Morgan says 0. Ask whether your client's FP&A platform can run both paths simultaneously, with NIM sensitivity, deposit beta curves, and credit reserve overlays in a single model, or whether the team is still reconciling scenarios manually in spreadsheets after the fact. If it is the latter, that is the transformation pitch. Third, the 7% impact figure is your accountability lever. In a room where the CIO is claiming AI wins and the CFO is not seeing the income statement impact, that Gartner finding gives you permission to ask, what is your internal metric for measuring AI ROI in the finance function? Who owns it? And when did you last report it to the board? If no one has a clean answer, that is where the engagement starts. That is Finance Pulse for Wednesday, July 8th. Earnings week is 6 days out. Stay close to the numbers, and we will be back Thursday with the pre-earnings read-across.